Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Lurie. Sub-Lieutenant Phillips' navigation methods rather follow on the lines of that other pursuer of lofty and completely impractical methods, Don Quixote, particularly when he's within the confined space of Portsmouth Harbour entrance.
Steady at that.
Steady, that's it.
Steady.
Steady, sir.
Ease it over a bit.
Ease it over a bit.
No,
not that way.
Not that way.
This way.
That way.
Up. Wrong again.
Wrong again.
Bung it in reverse.
No.
It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. The bonnet's through. keep us as you are. Now, don't panic.
Too late. I already am.
Me too. No. Where did that boat come from?
Ship.
Don't quibble. Left hand down.
Left hand down.
No, right hand up.
Up where?
No, not there. No, hey. As you were.
As I was, sir.
That's no good either.
That's no good, sir.
Shove the clutch in.
Hey.
Shut your eyes.
No.
We've missed it.
Missed it, sir.
Steady.
That's it.
We're nearly through.
Nearly through, sir.
Bit more.
Through and clear of the harbour entrance now, sir.
I did it. I got us through without hitting anything. Where's my MBE?
Bridge number one speaking.
Starboard look idea, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein shut in. What happened? Mr. Phillips didn't go into evening classes, then?
Goldstein?
Or were we on tow, sir?
Nothing of the sort. Mr. Phillips merely navigated us through the harbour entrance, that's all.
Oh, come off it, sir. He's never got us through without covering everybody in brick dust and bits of masonry in his life. Now, own up. It was a blind fluke.
What?
Of course it was. He couldn't steer a bicycle through there without bashing the chrome off his bell.
Goldstein, that's quite...
Just as well that harbour wall's made of English muck and not good Welsh stone, isn't it? If it had been, he'd have scuttled us years ago.
Goldstein,
you... wouldn't catch Welsh stone crumbling just because some English nana keeps throwing a frigate at it.
I will... One of these days, I'm going to slam him one in his flambolgestly thuggle. Well?
Silly me, I forgot what I'd rang you up about. In case you hadn't noticed, and I don't suppose you had, somebody's nicked our parking space.
What?
There's a destroyer in our dock, so unless Mr. Phillips intends to park on top of it and make us the Navy's first double-decker, we'll have to find somewhere else, won't we?
Yeah, quite.
Not at all, sir. I'm here to oblige.
That'll be the day.
Sunning up, sir.
Yes, Chief, sunning is.
And what sort of sunning?
Squatters have moved in on us. There's a destroyer in our dock.
What? Well, there's a liberty. That's just not fair. They know that's my bit of curb. I just don't like parking anywhere else.
Yeah, but we know why, sir. There are so many dents in that bit of wall, one more won't show.
That's enough, Pertwee. That's quite enough. I'm sick and tired of being accused of being a navigating nit. I'm sick and tired of it. I got us through the harbour entrance safely, didn't I?
Oh, dear, it's gone to his empty little bonnets. Bridge, number one speaking.
I will see you until you report it, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's morning, you clot.
Ah, well, you know about these things, sir.
Thank you. What is it, Diddy?
I'm in the WT room, sir. I have been all morning.
Oh. Perhaps the MO could give you some...
The radio rooms.
Oh, sorry, Bob. What is it, Diddy?
An urgent signal from Captain Popey, sir. We're to dock at K4, sir.
Oh, dear, that's right up the other end. It means we'll have to turn round when we get there.
Captain Popey mentioned that, sir. And he's had all the other ships cleared. You know, but keeping one or two of them afloat. While Mr. Phillips is manoeuvring, sir.
How thoughtful. Anything else?
I was to remind you that it's the Admiral's inspection of the ship this afternoon, sir. And could at least some of her look as if the Admiralty once owned her?
Oh, dear, I'd forgotten about that. Right, leave this to me, Tiddy.
Certainly, sir. And you're welcome to it. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Something up, sir?
Yes, something... Oh, stop doing that. Mr. Phillips,
sir.
Dock us at K4.
Aye, aye, sir. You live...
K4, sir? But that's right up the other... it means turning round before... That's just not fair. Getting Troutbridge through the harbour entrance without a blemish is one thing, but turning around is asking a bit much. Some people are just never satisfied.
You know, I know, sir. Why not take her out again in reverse, sir? Steam out into the Atlantic, turn around there, and then back us into the harbour.
Yeah, that's a good idea, but...
Oh, very funny, Pertwee. You know I always get lost if you go as far out to sea as that. No. The gauntlet has been thrown down. If that's what they want, I'll do it. I'll dock us at K4.
Tenets will be issued at all public libraries in the municipal park. Concrete shelters are being built for the civilian population worldwide.
Oh, shut up. I'll make him nervous. And he hits twice as much when he's all of a twitch.
This is what I like about the Navy, the blind confidence of one's shipmates. Well, I'll jolly well do it. You see if I don't.
Well, we've seen, sir, and you didn't.
Well, we only just touched it. It's not my fault the mortar is old and wants repointing, is it?
He's always got an excuse, hasn't he? Right, come on, you two, let's get ashore. There seems to be a naval patrol jeep waiting for us. Pardon? I don't know where it's supposed to be taking us either. It's probably something to do with the Admiral's inspection this afternoon.
Jitta! Jitta! Hey, it's Blake! Hey, here the twinging screws have struck again! Oh, carry on without me, sir. It's me old war wound, sir.
War wound? Oh, come on, Pertwee, you weren't.
He wasn't. In the pub on VJ night, he hung his gas mask over his tum, jumped up and down and shouted, "Look, lads, I'm a kangaroo," then fell cap over boots over an admiral.
Oh, nasty.
Yes, so was the admiral. But it don't make me twinge no less now.
Then hard luck. You're coming in that jeep with us. Ready, Mr. Phillips?
Yeah, you go ahead, sir. Shan't be a minute. I'll see you down at the jeep. I just want to give my uniform a brush. For some unknown reason, it seems to be covered in brick dust.
Well, then get a move on. This must be something important for them to have provided transport. Sorry to keep you waiting like this, driver.
That's all right, sir. You'll be late for your appointment, sir, not me.
Yeah, quite.
Where exactly are we... not that I wish to pry, but where are we... who sent to the... before I go to the back, so what is it that... Look,
Oop, the anagony of it. Stretcher bearers! This jeep has only been sent to take us to Captain Povey's office.
And that is something for Pertwee to relax about?
I imagine Captain Povey merely wants to see us about the Admiral's inspection this afternoon, that's all. Now, where on earth is Mr. Phillips?
Mr. Phillips!
Just coming, sir.
Well, then hurry up!
Be with you in a minute, sir. I'm just coming down the gangplank now. Wait for a...
I think we can safely assume that Mr. Phillips had forgotten we'd parked the other way round, sir. He's just walked off the wrong side and gone for a bit of a swim.
Took the dockyard away. It can't have rained as much as this.
Oh, dear. Where is he now?
Just poking his soggy hat round the sharp ends.
Where? Oh, yes. Not a pretty sight, is it? Let's hope his blonde rinse doesn't run in salt water.
Boy, sir.
I know what I'm talking about. Yes, someone to pull me out of here. I'm freezing.
Shall we, sir?
May as well. He'll only make a fuss if we don't.
Here you are, Mr. Phillips, sir. Come on. Grab me, Anne. Up the blooming great blonde buttercup.
Oh, God, I'm perished. Oh, I'm perished. Now I know what frozen food feels like.
Mr.
Phillips, stop dripping all over the chief and me. That's an order.
You're kidding. How can I? I'm wetter than the average waterboard. Somebody get me a mangle. I'll go through the way I am.
Pertwee, take this soggy mess back on board, and I'll see Captain Povey on my own.
Oh, with the utmost pleasure, meet you, sir.
Get changed as soon as you can, Mr. Phillips, and then join me at old Thundergut's office.
But I can't, sir. My other uniform is at the dry cleaners.
Well, that's fair enough. This one's just been to the wet cleaners.
Oh, dear. Well, take him aboard and get Tiddy to dry that uniform out in the boiler room, Chief.
Right, sir.
We can't have our navigating officer trotting about in these unmentionables during Admiral's inspection.
Aye, aye, sir.
You just don't care, do you? I'm soaked. I could be standing here catching pneumonia.
Not by the look of that filthy water you've just been in, sir. No. Old pneumonia, possibly, but not pneumonia.
Oh, nasty.
Yes, you are. Very. Now sort your wet, evil ponging self out as soon as you can whilst I go and see Captain Povey.
And I am instructed by the Ministry of Defence that no further allowances can be made in spite of... You got that, Winchester?
Peekaboo.
Oh, my. I knew it was going to be one of those days. Come in, the three of you.
Oh, well, that's just the tiniest bit difficult, sir, because of the three of us, there's only one of me.
Oh, where the devil's Sub-Lieutenant Phillips?
Oh, he wanted to come, sir, but as we have Admiral's inspection this afternoon, I didn't want him to catch his death walking over here in his undies.
What?
Well, it was all your fault, really, sir. You parked him back to front. He sort of forgot.
Oh, dear. When Captain Povey sent the signal, I had a feeling that would happen. He's dunked himself again, hasn't he?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Yes. Unfortunately, his other little sailor suit is at the dry cleaner's, so he's trotting around in his... For goodness sake, shut the door, chaps, there's a draft.
Well, you'll just have to sort the fool out by this afternoon, number one. Anyway, the point is, you'll have to escort the Admiral on his inspection.
Oh, well, surely that's the captain's job, sir.
Which is? But he's still in sick bay after your last trip with him.
He can't still be seasick, surely.
Probably not, but he refuses to leave in case he has to go aboard with you idiots again.
We only took him round the bay, sir.
And that was enough. He was under complete sedation for 3 days.
No. Perhaps he just isn't used to near misses.
Possibly. But under the circumstances, you'll have to accompany the Admiral round the ship on his inspection. Yeah, of course, I'd be there myself, but you appreciate I'm a very busy man.
Especially when there's any chance of copping a right mouthful from the Admiral.
Exactly. Wrenches, will you kindly go and type that letter I just dictated to you, please?
Certainly, sir.
Off you go, number one. And for pity's sake, when the Admiral comes aboard this afternoon, try to get your ship looking like something that could at least get as far as the Isle of Wight before it sank, won't you?
Well, we'll do our best, sir. It won't be easy.
You know, Mr. Phillips, old chap, Marshal's one, appreciate your dodgy predicament. I really do not feel you can stay here in the wardroom and meet the Admiral officially, dressed in a blanket. Even if it is of service issue, it's hardly a rig of the day.
Funny enough, Padre, I'm not intending to. I'm only waiting for my suit to dry. I wish it would jolly well hurry up. I think Pertwee must have found the smallest and thinnest blanket aboard.
Yes. Your skirt is a bit mini and see-through, isn't it? Not all that chic, but definitely daring.
Oh, now don't you start, sir, please. Three ratings whistled after me when I walked from my cabin to here.
Wardroom, number one speaking.
I will see him and Tiddy here, sir.
What do you want, Tiddy?
Mr. Phillips' uniform has dried out, sir, and I've put it in his cabin, sir.
Oh, splendid.
Leastways, what's left of it.
What?
I'm afraid it may have shrunk a tiny bit. When I ironed the trousers, they only stretched halfway down the ironing board, sir.
Oh. Well, they'll probably be all right. That uniform was always a bit too big for him. Right, I'll tell Mr. Phillips his uniform is ready. Return to your normal duties.
I intended to, sir. I don't want to be around when he puts that lot on. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Perhaps if I let him come up on deck occasionally, he might get it right. Your uniform's in your cabin, Mr. Phillips.
Oh, gosh, what a relief. Well, off you go, Hiawatha. And give Minnehaha our kind regards. Our kind regards.
All of a sudden, everybody develops a sense of humour. I shan't be long.
Of course, I could have offered to let him have a bit of a lend of my second uniform, but the Admiral might have thought it a bit odd to see two gents of the cloth walking about.
Yeah, very possibly.
Come in.
Oh, pardon me for interpreting, sir. A ship now ready for inspection, sir.
Well, a cursory butcher's anyway.
I see. In other words, you've put back the bits of gone missing you knew nothing about. Albeit temporarily.
I'm sure I wouldn't know what to accost in an uncalled for nasturtium about something.
I think the number one, stout fellow underneath it all, no doubt, was having a bit of a go at you about all the gear you've knocked off. You've knocked off.
It's a lie.
No, it's not. Unfortunately, I can't prove it.
I say, you chaps.
Well, come in, Mr. Phillips. Shut the door. There's a draught.
I'd rather not, actually. I've got a bit of a problem.
Don't be ridiculous. I refuse. Don't be ridiculous. I refuse to talk to you with just your head stuck round the door. Either come in or stay out. I'm not going to stand here in a howling gale just to gawp at your blonde bods.
Oh, all right, but no giggles, please.
Ah! It's little Lord Fauntleroy. Oh, I'm forever blowing bubbles. Pretty little bubbles in the sky.
Quiet, Pertwee. Mind you, he does look like that old advert for soap, doesn't he?
Well, it's not my fault. My uniform must have shrunk a bit.
A bit? However did you get into it, sir?
It wasn't easy. Especially with the trousers, there were several moments of, ooh, watch it. Anyway, what am I going to... what went for a chop?
I'm not sure yet, sir. But I think those trousers are going to be a lot easier to put on next time.
Oh, there's a drafter. Everybody turn their heads now. Now, no peeping. Leslie wants to have a check-up.
Allow me to save you the bother, Mr. Phillips. From where I am sitting, I can see exactly where the seat of the trouble is.
Padre, shut your eyes, and that's an order.
Whoops, modesty blaze has arrived.
Yes, but from where I'm standing, there's more blaze than modesty. I'd no idea you wore purple polka dot pants.
Padre, give me your paper. My back page wants to read it. I need the back page for my stop press. I mean the stop press. I think I'd better sit down.
On the other hand, perhaps you should have thought again, sir.
Chief, send Tiddy down to the dry cleaners and get his other uniform back at the double.
If the Admiral inspects him like that, he'll end up on the front page of the Padre's newspaper tomorrow.
Aye, aye, sir. And I've hired a heck of a lot up to now.
And this is the wardroom, of course, Admiral.
At last. I thought we'd never get here. Mine's a large gin and a bottle of tonic, but don't bother to open the tonic.
Yeah, of course, sir. And what can I get for you, Rear Admiral Ironbridge?
Who? Oh, Ironbridge. Yes, yes. Know the name well. Yes, yes. Heard it often. Yes, yes, yes. One of the best. Yes, yes. Rear Admiral, isn't he? Yes. Capital fellow. Yes, yes. And what was the name again?
Ironbridge, sir. Then it's yours.
Oh, that's where I've heard it. Yes, yes. I knew it was familiar. Yes, yes, yes. I'll have a sherry.
Now then, number one, I realize that your captain's on sick leave, but surely you aren't the only officer on this heath. Where are all the others?
Well, you met the Padre, sir.
Have I? Oh, he was the one in the cabin with the notice that said, bless this floating house, was he?
Yeah, that was him, sir.
Well, where's that fool of a sub-lieutenant? Phyllis, or whatever his name is.
Joining us in a moment, sir. He's changing.
Yeah, with a name like that, I'm not surprised. Oh, it's a bad show, just the same, number one. He ought to have been here for the inspection. No point in my pounding round if there isn't somebody I can chuck a rocket at, is there?
No point at all. Utterly pointless. Yes, yes.
Ironbridge.
Yes, yes.
Cake hole.
Shut, shut. Yes, yes. Not another word. No.
He's kidding, of course.
Yes, yes.
Well, number one, after completing this inspection, I have to tell you that I'm not entirely satisfied.
Oh, dear. What's wrong, sir?
My blasted glass is empty again. Beastly thing must have a leak.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, sir. I'll get the bar steward to fill it up at once, sir.
Somebody looking for me.
That is all I needed.
Hello, number one, sir. Yeah, lovely party, isn't it?
Pertwee, what are you doing behind the bar?
No choice. The steward's not. The steward and I were cleaning up all the empty bottles behind the bar, all ready for the Admiral's inspection. And some of them have got just a little bit left in them, sir. Like about half. So we cleared them all up between us, sir. And now he doesn't feel very well. Lots of worries, sir. Pleasant is, Pertwee's taken over. Everything's under control.
That I beg leave to doubt. Sorry about this, Admiral. Hong Kong flu.
Nonsense. He's stoned out of his mind. I wish the hell I was.
Hello, you chaps. You're not a chap, are you? No. At least you are, but you're also a jolly important chap.
Yes, I am.
It was my uniform. I had to change.
Oh, not at all. Well, I'm glad to see you're feeling better, Captain.
Oh, that's... What?
Pardon?
You needn't have left sick bay just for my inspection. Only routine, anyway.
What's he talking about?
Very nice turnout, anyway. That's what I like to see. If a chap's a captain, he should look like one, I say. Well, when did your promotion come through? I mean, I thought the CO of this ship was a commander, not a captain.
Oh, it was sometime like... Where did all those extra sleeve rings come from? I got the wrong uniform.
Congratulations, Mr. Phillips. Congratulations. Oh, I hope you and your uniform will both be very happy.
It's a mistake. Tiddy must have picked up the wrong uniform from the dry cleaners.
Of course, there's the damage to the ship last time you docked. Well, we'll have to wang one at that nana of a navigating officer, Phyllis, of course, won't we?
What's up?
Be quiet!
Sorry, pardon, sir.
Look, send the idiot up to my office, Captain, and I'll tear 7 kinds of brick dust out of it.
I'd rather not, actually. Admiral, you're making a terrible mistake. I just looked at the name tag in this uniform. It belongs to Captain Willis. My name is Sub...
Is it really? Well, come along, Captain Sub. Let's go out to my place for a noggin. This lot has gone as dry as the Sahara. Ironbridge?
Yes, yes.
Know him well.
Look, Ironbridge, move your feet backwards and forwards, because we're going.
No, wait, wait. Wait, wait, you don't understand. I'm only a...
Right, we're off, Murray, whatever your name is. We'll send your skipper back later when we've sobered him up after me nosh. Toodle-bye, lead the way, Captain.
But I'd like to...
Oh, well, you can't. There isn't time. You get a move on, some of you. I've got a bottle of bubbly in the fridge. If the wife hasn't thrown it out to get her blasted frozen peas in the blasted thing.
Pertwee.
Hello?
Just how many years in the rattle is Mr. Phillips going to get when the Admiral finds out that he's a sub-lieutenant wearing a captain's uniform?
Hundreds. Hundreds. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
I rather thought he might.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been masquerading in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Stephen Murray was the number one, Captain Pervey was played by Richard Caldicott, Heather was Heather Chasen, the Admiral was Tenniel Evans, Rear Admiral Armbridge was Michael Bates, and Able Seaman Tiddy was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnston.
And there'll be another edition of the Navy Lark at the same time next week.